Have you ever been in slow freeway traffic? You move into the left lane so you can speed up, but the person ahead of you is going the same speed as the cars in the right lane. The left lane is a passing lane. By law, you cannot be in that left lane unless you're passing. And this week, the Washington State Patrol is actually cracking down on that, writing tickets. State Trooper Chris Webb tells you why it's important to speed up in the left lane.
What we're trying to do is keep the flow of traffic moving. And by having people just use that left lane to pass other cars and then proceed back over to the right, that helps out tremendously.
Okay, so a lot of people don't know that law, that they're not supposed to be in the left lane unless they're passing. Are you pulling people over this week for going this like 60 miles an hour on I-5 and no more?
Yeah, basically that is what we want people doing, making that pass, moving back over to the right, and then continuing on with the speed limit. This is supposed to keep the flow of the traffic moving. So are we going to pull someone over for going 62 or 63 miles an hour? No, as long as they're going past the traffic and moving back over to the right. So we want that flow continuing.
So we won't pull you over as long as you're exceeding the speed limit.
Yeah, but, you know, we do have limits. So if you're doing that at 75, 80 miles an hour, then obviously that's going a little excessive, and we can realize that.
Okay, so let's play this out. Let's role play to demonstrate what's happening this week. I'm driving. Mm-hmm. I'm going 60 miles an hour, which is the posted speed limit.
Right.
There's flashing lights. Why am I getting pulled over? Okay, I move over, roll down my window, and you say what to me?
I say, the reason why I pulled you over is because you're violating the left lane, or the left lane violation. So basically what I tell them is you need to keep right unless you're passing vehicles.
Officer, the sign said 60 miles an hour. That's what I was doing.
Exactly. And what I would come back and I would say, well, I'm not pulling you over for any speed violation. I'm pulling you over for a left lane violation.
But the sign says the speed limit is 60 miles an hour. How can you ticket? There may be other laws, but how can you ticket me for obeying your sign that says, you know, and limiting my speed to 60?
Well, but there's a couple points. There are signs out there that clearly state about the left lane violation, keep right except to pass. And there's also ones regarding semi trucks over 10,000 pounds. Sometimes they're not allowed in the left lane in certain areas. The other one is, it is a law. It is strictly right in the RCWs 4661-100, and it clearly states that you're to stay out of the left lane unless you're passing vehicles.
I am a pass in the left lane person. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we're on the same side on this personally, but I wonder what is the psychology? Why do you think somebody is in the left lane and not passing?
I think a lot of people aren't paying attention to what's around them. If they were to look up in their mirror and see that there's a line of cars behind them, you would think their common sense would tell them to move over to the right. So I think people either aren't paying attention to where they're at or what's behind them, or they're just so oblivious to the law that they just feel like they can stay in that lane and continue to move on. And I guess if people are backed up behind them, that's just the way it is.
And why are you doing this education cracking down now?
Well, I like to say that we enforce all laws all the time. One of the factors that is creating this emphasis patrol is that this might be, along with HOV violations, the number one complaint that we get as state troopers, is people are fed up with not being able to get places in this horrendous traffic that we have. And one of the things that people see and that's frustrating is people not going, you know, using the left lane to pass and sitting there, as a lot of people are saying, camping in the left lane. So we're hoping to, you know, educate the public on this and hopefully get some more positive results.
Trooper Chris Webb with the Washington State Patrol. He also told me he thinks people are often oblivious because you're texting or reading your phone in the left lane. Anyway, he says if you stay in the left, you can expect to get a ticket beginning today. Today and tomorrow, the fine begins at $136. There you have it. Where do you stand here? Are you frustrated by drivers who won't get out of the left when you want to pass? You want them ticketed? Or maybe you're one of those drivers saying, I'm going the speed limit. Go solve a real problem. Give KUOW a call right now and tell us your story. about driving in the passing lane. 206-221-3663. Again, 206-221-3663. Or tweet at us if that's more convenient. Not if you're driving in the left lane right now, but when you can, tweet at KUOW.